It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy, 93 degrees. KSL's top story.
The Utah Drought 2021.
The company that provides secondary water to parts of Davis and Weber counties has issued a warning this morning. They might shut off your water sooner than you think. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe begins our team coverage.
Due to the ongoing drought, the Davis and Weber Counties Canal Company says they'll shut off secondary water on or before September 1st if water use increases. The company delivers water to Clinton, West Point, and parts of Kaysville, Layton, and South Weber. The company is telling people to reduce secondary water use, limit watering to twice a week, and plan for a possible early shutdown. The canal company is also asking people not to create a cross connection if the water is shut off, since it could jeopardize the drinking water. Amy Kobe, KSL News Radio.
And the city of Riverdale is announcing new water restrictions today. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt. He reports people fell short of the city's water use reduction goal.
People living in Riverdale are asked to only water twice per week, 20 minutes with spray heads, 40 minutes with rotor heads, and no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. City officials initially set a goal of cutting water usage by 20% citywide. After a mid-July calculation, they realized not even 4% was saved. A well providing secondary water is very close to running out, and if that happens, their supply would be cut in half.
The city says it doesn't use sprinkler police, but will cite blatant offenders. No criminal charges will be filed against a West Valley police officer who shot a handcuffed man in police custody. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
Body camera shows Michael Chad Brian Holt reached for a West Valley officer's gun after they brought him in for a blood test. And Salt Lake DA Sim Gill says two officers say the gun was close to coming out of the holster. He says Sergeant Tyler Longman said what are now infamous words before he shot Brian Holt in the head.
Sergeant Longman then said, quote, "You're about to die, my friend."
But he says Longman did try to get Brian Holt to release the weapon before he drew his gun. Gill says the video shows Longman did not go in with a gun drawn, like some people claim.
That was not factually accurate. Longman actually went in with his gun on his holster.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Violent crime is on the rise, and today President Biden signed legislation that puts more money into the Crime Victims Fund. Money available to crime victims has dwindled over the years. After signing the measure, Mr. Biden thanked lawmakers for their support.
This one of those deals where what they did is literally, not figuratively, change the lives of women and children and some men out there. So thank you.
The money provides federal aid for some crime victims and survivors. The Justice Department announced a new crackdown on gun trafficking today.
At the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and in the middle of what he called a particularly difficult summer of violence, Attorney General Garland launched teams of ATF agents to help pull stolen and illegally purchased guns off the street.
The gun violence tragedy is now facing the country and facing it over many years. Needless to say, affects our communities and their security and safety.
The so-called ATF strike forces are meant to track down the sources of guns used in shootings in five cities, including this one. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The committee to investigate January 6th gets to work next week on Capitol Hill, but we still don't know if Republicans are going to cooperate. ABC's Mary Alice Parks says it leaves Nancy Pelosi with some decisions to make.
A lot of questions today about whether she will ask other Republicans in addition to Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She's eager to make sure it is bipartisan in some way, it seems. And Liz Cheney today was telling us that she was to the committee.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is threatening to pull GOP support of the investigation. A rollover crash on I-80 claimed the life of a six-year-old girl yesterday. 6 miles from the Wyoming state line, the driver of a 2005 Chevy Tahoe says he fell asleep and the vehicle rolled. Three of the six people inside were not wearing seatbelts. Two suffered serious injuries, and the third was that six-year-old girl. The investigation into the crash continues. Tomorrow, the 23rd, is M. Russell Ballard Day in the state of Utah. Governor Spencer Cox signed a proclamation declaring July 23rd a day to honor the acting president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. At a state capitol ceremony, the governor thanked President Ballard in person for his service working to preserve Utah's history. KSL News Time 305, Ricky Meese is here. So has everybody gotten where they want to get already this week, or are we still seeing rush hour traffic? What do you think?
A little bit, but for the most part, we have a lighter than normal start to the drive. We are seeing traffic picking up northbound I-15 in Layton and Clearfield, and an accident. This is going to be in Centerville, Parish Lane at Market Drive, and it is affecting traffic in multiple directions. Overall, though, I-15 in Salt Lake and Utah counties looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A favorite crazy minute of news about the most dangerous amusement park ever. It's up next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.